life.
Love.
And health.
I'm Christopher Springman, and you're listening to Life, Love, and Health Special Edition. Americans will suffer 19 million new sexually transmitted infections this year, and the majority of these cases are among 15 to 24-year-olds, as half of high school students participate in sexual activity. And to bring those statistics just a little closer to home, San Antonio, Texas, for example, has the unenviable honor of ranking 11th out of America's 50th largest metropolitan areas for its rate of chlamydia cases. Sexually transmitted disease, or STD, prevention education certainly starts at home. However, San Antonio's Northeast Independent School District is determined to make a difference, too, among their 66,000 students with the appropriately named Big Decisions Program, Human Sexuality and Abstinence Education. And they're incorporating an award-winning book on STDs into this proactive, positive curriculum. Joining us today to discuss big decisions at the Northeast ISD is Rachel Naylor, Assistant Director for Physical Education, Health, and Athletics, and her colleague Melissa Munsell, Instructional Specialist for Health and PE. And joining them is family practice physician Dr. Jill Grimes, the author of the book they chose, Seductive Delusions, How Everyday People Catch STDs. I'd like to thank you all for joining us today on Life, Love, and Health Special Edition. It's a great honor to have you in the studio. Northeast Independent School District is proactively addressing the national epidemic of teenage sexuality and sexually transmitted diseases by adopting a new health literacy program for fall 2010. Rachel, can you tell me what that's all about?
Well, part of the situation is that we're always looking for new ways to engage the students, to get them to understand what this is all about, where we're coming from, and to really make them understand it could affect them if they don't make the right healthy lifestyle choices.
In fact, speaking of healthy lifestyle choices, you have a course entitled Healthy Lifestyles.
Correct.
Which is a required course for graduation for those students entering ninth grade.
Yes.
And covers such issues as personal fitness, mental and physical health issues, the human body, and the functions of various systems, then drug abuse, diseases, pollution, nutrition, and human sexuality and abstinence education.
Yes, sir.
Why is it important for you at the school district to offer this course, and what does everyone hope to gain from this?
Well, as part of our superintendent's vision, we're trying to reach all of our students in a way to combat the obesity issues and to basically keep our students and improve their life, keep them in school and improve their life. The sad part is right now with the way obesity issues are going, and especially in San Antonio, Texas, which is the third fattest city in the United States, we have, in our school district, as we do fitness testing and et cetera, we're seeing that our students are having some major issues. And the only way that we figure we can combat this is to educate. And that's through all aspects of their life. Human sexuality and abstinence education, nutrition, physical activity. The more knowledge and skills they have, the better choices they'll be able to make.
What are your thoughts about this, Melissa?
Well, exactly what Rachel said, and as a teacher and from teaching health in Northeast in the classroom, this is one of the last opportunities that we'll have to educate these students before they get out of high school and before they step into college or into whatever new chapter in their life that they're going into. It's one of the last opportunities that we'll have to impact them on some of these issues that are, they really are life and death issues. And our health teachers in Northeast are awesome, and we take this kind of education very seriously.
Speaking of life and death, Dr. Grimes, author of Seductive Delusions, How Everyday People Catch STDs. First, congratulations on your book, which is now included in the Big Decisions Program for the Northeast Independent School District. Why is this important professionally as a physician and also as a parent?
Absolutely. I am the parent of one teenager and one preteen, so this hits me on multiple levels.
And I hope they have your book tucked under their pillows at night.
They will. They certainly will. It's really critical because what I found is even though there was a lot of excellent information out there about sexually transmitted diseases, nobody thinks it applies to them. And I have a private practice in a lovely part of town in Austin, and the vast majority of my patients are extremely well-educated and well-off and socially prominent, and yet I saw young person after young person getting a sexually transmittable disease that I can't cure. And that's because the viral ones we can treat, and we can treat outbreaks, but we cannot cure them. So I think it's critical to reach them in a different way so that they put a personal face on these diseases and realize that it really can happen to them, which makes it a lot more interesting.
Rachel, how do you introduce Dr. Grimes's book, Seductive Delusions, into the curriculum?
It's going to be a mandatory read. It's part of our curriculum. And when they get to this part of the curriculum, they will actually pull out the textbook and they will use it in the classroom just like we use our regular health textbook.
What do you find appealing about this book, Melissa, in terms of the way it is written as case histories?
It's reality. I think if you look at media today and what our kids are watching, they watch a lot of reality TV, reality shows, and the book is reality. It's a great read. It talks about everyday people and the things that they have gotten into because of their choices. So I think because of the real life scenarios, it's the kids are really, really going to be interested in it.
I was very impressed by the course Outline of Healthy Lifestyles, which is part of your Big Decisions program. You actively seek to influence the choices and decisions people, in this case students, make about, and these are my words, what and who they put in their bodies by discussing the consequences of these choices and decisions. You mentioned obesity, and we're talking about STDs. That would covers both sides.
Big Decisions has a lot of role play in it. We do a lot of discussion about trying to prepare the students to be able to answer a question if they're given something really fast. In middle school, we're teaching them about linebackers, which is something that they can give a line right back to somebody when they are trying to pressure them into something. This book works right into that. It's going to be giving them scenarios that we will be able to say, okay, what would you do in this situation? How could you have made a different choice? And we're hoping to utilize it that way.
So this is scenario-based teaching. What are your thoughts about that, Dr. Grimes? Because it ties in very nicely with the whole theme and style of your book.
I completely agree, and I think that's the best way to engage an adolescent, because the second you put a bunch of statistics and black and white pages in front of them, frankly, in front of an adult as well, they're going to be snoozing instead of paying attention. And if they are role-playing and they can see themselves in this, it's going to prepare them so much better, and it most importantly, it's going to stay with them because it becomes an experience. It becomes a memory, not something they memorized.
And Chris, if I can chime in,
please do.
You don't mind, along with this, with Seductive Delusions, it's got the statistics, it's got the facts, but they're rolled into these scenarios. They're rolled into these real-life characters, these real-life situations. And one of the big things with our human sexuality curriculum is when the kids step out of that portion of our course, we want them to have a plan. We want them to think through, how far am I willing to go? What am I going to do in this situation? So I think that, you know, all the things that Rachel and Dr. Jill talked about go along with that, with the students stepping out and having a plan.
Well, you mentioned statistics and odds. Scaring people doesn't work. If scaring people actually worked, then no one in this country would smoke because of those nasty warning labels on print advertisements on television and certainly on all of those packages. What is the key to changing behavior? Rachel, what do you believe the key is?
Well, for us,
or influencing behavior, I probably should say.
We're hoping influencing behavior is going to come to changing environment, providing opportunities for students to learn and become educated. We're going to be working with parents. We're looking at starting a parent group at the high school. We've already started one in the middle school, trying to prepare parents on how to talk to kids about this. We're looking at trying to help the student basically have all, again, and I hate to say it again, but it's the knowledge and skills to be able to make the right choice for them. And as Melissa was saying, is have the right plan.
Dr. Grimes, your book, Seductive Delusions, is all about making the right choices.
Exactly. And it is my hope that through reading these stories and understanding how these things happen and how so much disease is silent and why you can't tell by looking who has a disease, that we're going to arm people with better resources for themselves and that they can make better choices.
I'd like to thank you very much for joining us today on Life, Love, and Health Special Edition. You're wonderful.
Thanks so much for having us.
And thank you for listening. I'm Christopher Springman, and this is Life, Love, and Health Special Edition.
Life.
Love. And health.
Life.
Love. And health.
I'm Christopher Springman, and you're listening to Life, Love, and Health Special Edition. Big Decisions. Oh, yes, that's an appropriate name for the San Antonio, Texas Northeast Independent School District's health literacy program about human sexuality and abstinence education, especially considering that San Antonio has been ranked 11th out of the 50th largest American metro areas for its rate of chlamydia, an especially nasty STD or sexually transmitted disease that can lead to permanent infertility in women. As part of the Big Decisions curriculum, the Northeast School District adopted the book Seductive Delusions, How Everyday People Catch STDs, and the author, family practice physician Dr. Jill Grimes, is with us, along with Northeast Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Richard Middleton, Ph.D. First, Dr. Middleton, about the necessity for big decisions.
When we can address children at a level where they can understand about the dynamics of making decision and the consequences of making decisions, where they can really understand that, I think it's very important that we present the material to them. But the question about making these kinds of decisions where the pressure is the greatest and really the responses are the least and quite frankly out of date for most kids, this book gives us incredible insight into how kids think and how they can respond and how they can truly understand what the consequence would be.
Dr. Grimes, we just heard a brief discussion from Dr. Middleton about the pressures and responses, a very interesting choice of terms, that children, that teenagers are faced with in a school environment. How does your book, Seductive Delusions, address those pressures and responses?
Well, obviously, this book focuses on the consequences of physical intimacy. And there are some myths out there of what you can do that most adolescents think is safe behavior.
Well, what might some of those myths be?
The major myth is that, Chris, can I say oral sex?
Of course you can.
The major myth out there for adolescents is that sexual activity that involves oral sex is completely safe. They know that they can't get pregnant from that, and that's true if it stops there. Of course, the reality is that many people who engage in that activity move on to other activities and they still...
Well, there are also people who believe that anal sex isn't real sex because you can't get pregnant from that either.
That's right. And many people are choosing that because they feel that that's maintaining their virginity. And that may be the case for them, but it's certainly not the case that they won't get a sexually transmittable disease. And so we really need to be very clear in our messages to adolescents about these behaviors in particular, that they are risky and that they can catch diseases that they will have the rest of their life.
This is much different, Dr. Middleton, than the human sexuality course that I had in high school, especially in terms of its candidness. But I think it's probably time to be very candid because we're in the midst of the world's greatest pandemic, HIV/AIDS, which is the result of a sexually transmitted disease. So it's probably time for some straight talk, isn't it?
I think that's the conclusion we reached very quickly. How the world is, how people would like to view the world, and what we actually see going on in the world, many times are two different things. I know people would like to say that discussions of this kind should really be with the family and stay with the family. But unfortunately, many of our families and many people are very uncomfortable discussing this with their children or really don't have the information that they need to have anyway. So what we are bringing to them is candid. It's very frank. And it's something that requires a degree of maturity, but also what we have developed, I think, are a very good curriculum and excellent teachers.
And speaking of candidness, you're also very transparent right there on the homepage of the Northeast Independent School District website is a reference to healthy lifestyles, and the issues that you cover in that course, including drug abuse, disease, pollution, nutrition, human sexuality, and abstinence education. Now, there are people, and perhaps some parents, who believe that this discussion is personal and should be limited to a parent-child talk. You've taken on a very, very special responsibility. And why do you feel that is necessary as the superintendent of a school district in San Antonio, Texas, to initiate these conversations, which historically, we hope, have taken place at home?
Well, I think you hit it right with the last phrase, we hope. From what we hope and what we have seen and what we are witnessing and what we are dealing with, are many times evidence that we hope the discussions aren't really taking place at all. Or if they are, they're not having that much impact. We have to respect the rights and the responsibilities of parents, and I don't want to overstep that. But at the same time, when I as a superintendent can see many things going on with our children or the lack of information, then we have to act, and
well,
we have to give.
Well, let
them
me give you an example. For example, San Antonio was rated 11th out of the 50th largest metropolitan areas for its rate of chlamydia cases in 2008. Someone is obviously not getting the word.
And the majority of those cases are in young people ages 15 to 19. And many people tend to blow off their children when they're adolescents and say, oh, it's just puppy love. And the reality is that no matter how old you are, whether you're 15 or 50, you feel fully mature. You're as mature as you've ever been. You can look back 5 years and say, I'm more mature than that. And so these 15-year-olds and younger, as you noted, Chris, feel like they are fully mature and making good decisions, and yet they don't have the information that they need.
Christopher Springman, and this is Life, Love, and Health Special Edition. World is a much different place than it was 5, 10, or certainly 20 or 30 years ago in terms of the impact of media and the access to information, good, bad, and indifferent. And school districts are, I would imagine, Dr. Middleton, competing with the internet, with texting, with the ability to convey large amounts of inaccurate information very, very quickly. Is that part of your job to counteract that?
Absolutely.
Or at least balance it out?
I think it's our job to deal with it. And that's why a big part of our Healthy Lifestyle course will deal with digital citizenship. the idea that you can get information off the internet, and obviously if you get it off the internet, it must be true, is something that's phenomenal to me. I mean, I really have been amazed at how some kids and how people believe that. But we have to teach them the responsible way of gaining information and using information, of questioning people.
We started the conversation discussing, oral and anal sex, and segued into a discussion about the book. You know, we haven't even talked about pregnancy. My understanding is that people in high school still occasionally become pregnant. Is that true?
Oh, yes. Pregnancy rates are not going down or going away. And again, it's another fact point that we need to show that tells us we need this course and we need to have education and intervention.
Well, your school district has 70 schools and a number of magnet programs, but you also have 66,000 students. You're not only the second largest school district in San Antonio, but the eighth largest in the state. That's an enormous, what we would call in the health business, patient population.
It is. It is, and it requires, I think, new kinds of programs, new kinds of outreach, and I think a much more assertive approach on our point that we have to assume this responsibility. But as long as I see the data that show us that pregnancies are still occurring out of wedlock and early age, and the kinds of disease statistics that we're seeing, we really don't have a choice. We have a moral imperative to move.
I'd like to thank you both for joining us today on Life, Love, and Health Special Edition. You are an especially passionate advocate, Dr. Middleton, for the Big Decisions Program, and I congratulate you on your work. And Dr. Grimes, thank you so much for joining us, too. I'm Christopher Springman. Thanks for listening.
Life.
Love. And health.
Life.
Love. And health.
I'm Christopher Springman, and you're listening to Life, Love, and Health, Special Edition. I heard a comedian on late night TV. He was reminiscing about the good old days when he says, sex was safe. And motorcycles were dangerous. You know, the line got a laugh, and it is kind of funny, I guess, but when you think about it, we now live in a time where the greatest pandemic of the modern era, AIDS, HIV/AIDS, is the result of a sexually transmitted disease, or STD, where cervical cancer is caused by an STD, and infertility, the inability to conceive a child. Right, it's also caused by an STD. Our guest today is concerned, very concerned about the alarming increase in STDs, especially among sexually active school-aged teenagers. And she is Dr. Jill Grimes, a board-certified family practice physician in Austin, Texas, and author of Seductive Delusions, How Everyday People Catch STDs, which was recently adopted by the Northeast Independent School District as a text in their Healthy Lifestyles program, which deals with issues like human sexuality and abstinence education. Dr. Grimes, it's a joy to have you on Life, Love, and Health Special Edition.
Thanks so much for having me, Chris.
The press release that the Northeast Independent School District just put out indicated that San Antonio, where the district is located, was ranked 11th out of the 50th largest metropolitan areas for its rate of chlamydia cases in 2008. That's probably not an award that you're going to hang on the wall.
No, it's certainly not. And I hope those top 10 are listening as well, because we'd like to bump all of you off that list. And so we need to change what we're doing.
Why Seductive Delusions, How Everyday People Catch STDs? Tell me, why will this book appeal to, let's say, skeptical teenagers?
Well, because it is interesting. It's stories, and stories are far more powerful than statistics. The sneaky thing is that I have accurate statistics in here as well. And the reality is that These kids are watching all kinds of shows, lots of reality television, lots of basically what I call evening soap operas, Grey's Anatomy, ER, shows like that. And they can remember everything that they see on those shows because they live through it. They're happy with the characters, they're sad with the characters, they have emotions and feelings, and so they remember it. So you really need something far more impressionable than just a textbook, plain, boring fact style of education to prepare you for that heat of the moment. And with this book and how they're going to use it in the classroom, they can role play, not the steamy scenes, mind you, and there are no steamy scenes in here, but they can role play of, you know, talking about things and what to do and prepare themselves so that they've got some throwdown answers when they're pushed beyond their comfort zone.
Let's talk about everyday person Lydia, who acquired chlamydia. What fascinated me about this chapter with Lydia and chlamydia is that you seek to demystify the health experience as an individual sees a health professional, much like you or perhaps an OBGYN. And in the Lydia case history, you walk through the experience of a pelvic examination and the typical conversation that goes on.
Basically, she had a one-night stand one night. Didn't think anything happened of it, kind of chastised herself and moved on. And she only went in to have her annual exam because she had decided she, well, she had insurance and she was able to go. And so she was quite shocked when, with no symptoms, she turned up with not only one, but two diseases. And yet this is what we see all the time. And these two diseases, gonorrhea and chlamydia, these are the ones that are silent and can cause scarring that can lead to infertility.
Why do you feel that this case history of Lydia will appeal to students at the Northeast Independent School District and readers in general?
Well, again, because it's a story. You can identify with her. You start off, and now this is a girl, and I'd like to point out that in the book, for each disease, there's one story with a girl being diagnosed with it, and then there's a different story with a boy being diagnosed with it, young lady, young man. And so that you can not only have, you know, you can know what to expect from your own gender, but you can be a little more empathetic perhaps for your partner.
Springman, and this is Life, Love, and Health Special Edition. Let's talk about Chad,
sure,
who acquired HPV, human papillomavirus. And interestingly enough, Merck, the pharmaceutical company that makes Gardasil, which is the HPV vaccine, is also recommending it for males.
Yes.
What are your thoughts about that? Because we've, you know, we've reached a point in history where, well, certainly STDs are equal opportunity diseases that do not discriminate among gender, culture, ethnicity.
Right. And let me tell you, we see just as many genital warts in young men as we do in young women. There's over a million cases reported of genital warts every year.
In fact, you describe Chad, who's a football player at 6'4", 210 pounds, with bright red hair and freckles. Chad tended to stick out in a crowd. But
sure
one
did.
Day he discovered that there were little bumps on the head of his penis, and he was very upset about that and went to see the physician. His mother in the past had joined him during examinations, but he decided, no, no, Mom, I'm a big boy. I can do this all by myself because, frankly, He was embarrassed.
Right. He didn't exactly tell his mom, hey, can you make me an appointment with Dr. Morris because I think I've got these bumps on my penis. No, he just said he's a quarterback, and he said he pulled his groin.
When in reality, he had intercourse with, is it Vanessa?
Mm-hmm. His girlfriend.
And used condoms on a, I'm being kind here, irregular basis or inconsistent basis.
Which is part of the problem with condoms, yes. They work much better when they're used.
He was treated and successfully, but there are also consequences of acquiring HPV beyond the initial treatment, aren't there?
Well, that's exactly right. And a great majority of the warts will reoccur, typically within the first 3 months. And so we don't have a cure. Again, we can treat outbreaks. The same thing is true of herpes. We have medications or different treatments that will make the acute problem go away more quickly or be less painful. But we don't have anything yet that will completely eliminate the disease so that it's gone.
And also, Chad was compelled to have a serious discussion with Vanessa about his problem, which of course is now her problem, or was her problem to begin with. We're not quite sure about who acquired, but this is the history of STDs, isn't it? The old line is that when you sleep with someone, when you have sex with someone, you essentially have sex with everyone they have ever engaged.
Absolutely. It's the and so on and so on and so on deal where you're with every person that your partner has been with before and every person that one's been with, and et cetera, and it goes on out logarithmically. I usually tell my patients that I've got three rules. The first rule is that everybody's got disease. The second rule is that everybody lies. And the third rule is that young girls are fertile. And let me explain here for a moment. Everyone's got disease. Okay, not 100%, but you kind of have to assume that. And the reality is that between 50 and 80% of adults in the United States have oral herpes. Now, most of that has not been sexually transmitted. You might have gotten it as a kid from drinking out of a cup or, you know, kissing with your family members, et cetera. But the reality is they've got it there. And if it's in your mouth, you can pass it to other areas on somebody else. And so with that stat alone, you can see why I say everyone has disease. We also have 20 million Americans who are infected with HPV. We have over 1 million cases of chlamydia per year, et cetera, et cetera.
What is your dream for this book, Dr. Grimes, as Seductive Delusions, How Everyday People Catch STDs has been included in the curriculum of the Northeast Independent School District's Big Decisions Program on Human Sexuality and Abstinence Education? What do you hope this book will do?
I hope it will change behavior. I hope it will empower young people with accurate knowledge so that they make choices that protect their health long term.
Dr. Grimes, thank you so much for joining us today on Life, Love, and Health Special Edition.
Thanks so much for having me, Chris.
And thank you for joining us today. I'm Christopher Springman.
Life,
love, and health.